screen is where a lot of that money's going. And then the second screening is going to be on Monday evening at 7 p.m. at the Living Room Theater. And that you do have to make go online and make reservations for. And there's a, I think it's a $13 ticket charge.
And that's a much smaller theater than the Mission. So
yeah, the Mission I can have over 100 people, and the other theater, the Living Room Theater, is 61.
Now, in the publicity for the screenings, you quote Kaya saying, "This isn't going to be a grim film, I promise." That must have been a challenge to portray the joy of her last months amid the tragedy of her illness and kind of her body failing her and her death.
It wasn't. And that's all Kai. Kai was determined that we don't need to look at this tragically. And really, ALS and the Death with Dignity they're the antagonists of the film. But this is about how a woman chose to live in the face of coming, you know, to, I mean, you even see in the trailer, you even see that, I mean, she's for energy, she's still injecting into her feeding tube her daily Dutch Brothers coffee.
Oh, right. That was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, I noticed that.
And if any, you know, and you know, one of the founders of Dutch Brothers actually passed away from ALS. And so if anybody has any connections, how I can get in touch with the other brother, Travis, to see the film, that is something I really, really want to make happen.
How can listeners, people who support the film, want to see it finished and released, but we can't attend the screenings? How can we help?
I think the best way to do is to go to our website, which is www.vanishingalovestory.com. And there is a link to the Film Collaborative, who is our fiscal sponsorship. Any donations to the film are tax deductible, it's to the Film Collaborative. Earmarked for our film is what makes them tax deductible, because they're the 501c3.
Well, Sandra, thanks so much for joining us at KABU, and thanks so much for helping to keep Kai's memory alive.
Well, it has been the absolute pleasure of my career. This is, not only do I think it's the best film that I've ever made, it has certainly been the most enjoyable film I've ever made.
We've been talking with filmmaker Sandra Luco, whose documentary film, Vanishing, A Love Story, documents the last 6 months in the life of Oregon-based writer Kai Emmons. There will be two screenings of the film, which is still a work in progress, tomorrow, Friday, July 26, 7 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Northwest Portland, and Monday, July 29, 7 p.m. at the Living Room Theaters in downtown Portland. You can learn more about the screenings and the film and help support it, if you like, online at vanishingalovestory.com. This is Ken Jones for KABU's News.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kabu.fm.
Hello, KABU listeners and galactic begetters. I'm Andrew Black, and I want to invite you to join me this Friday, July 26th, from 8 to 10 p.m. on a sweet, sweet radio episode of Squirrel Snow. We'll be playing tunes to get our cosmic remembrance activated, and we will also be having a superb conversation with a local power couple who has been leading the way in yoga practice and yoga teachings in Portland for the past 14 years. Again, this Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., join us on a special yoga episode of Squirrel Snow here on your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Huh? Hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. It's a beautiful summer day today. We've got music, poetry, and more for you coming up on the show. Starting off today, let's be free and carefree. That doesn't really work. Let's be carefree, let our hair down with Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Long Hair Don't Care. Rose City Native Radio.
You know what they say, right? An Indian ain't an Indian without his flow. So if one more offer them up to me and tell me to get my hair cut, you know what I'ma say? Long hair don't care.
When I got my first cut, I was about 3. I remember that dish like I was 13. Hair messing up the place, tears dripping down my face. Same thought from my pops, like, how could you betray me? Hey, but I never let it faze me. I never knew it then that my hair is what'll make me. Said long hair on a man looks lazy. Couldn't understand that it represented bravery. I never knew it then, but I do now. I stand out in a crowd cause my skin brown. Now I keep my hair down and I whip it all around like it's part of my regalia. Flowing at a powwow. Long hair don't care, I say it proudly. Long hair don't care, man. I say it loudly. We the first of the nation with beauty all around us. Long black hair, boy, tell me how you found us. Tell me how you found us.
Tell me a little something about your hair, my cousin. Go!
The thing about my hair is that I grow it cause I love it. And I'm sick of hearing people asking when I'm gonna cut it. You're a native undercover like the Indian in the cupboard. And I'm Johnny Redcorn, I'm a bad guy.
He's a bag of
and that's been me ever since birth. Of what you heard, I've been called worse. Long hair don't care, man, I'm sick of your opinions. I'ma do me, I'm a motherfucking Indian.
Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If anybody like it, what we doing, what we telling, man, this long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, nay, what we say, long hair don't care.
When you see me on the street, I notice how you look at me. It's like I'm walking into Tiffany's. You can tell yourself you don't see my ethnicity.
Okay.
But your eyes say it differently. That's how it's been and this is how it will be.
And you know,
this ain't no epiphany. Even I'm sick of me, the vanity is killing me. This facial, it's getting to my head. Something's gotta give, but what's new? Is it the brown skin, black flow, or tattoos? Or the fact that I'm in public, sipping on a brew? Someone tell me what's the difference between me and you.
Let me think about it.
I ain't got a clue, but I flex on them haters like bamboo. I've been called a dirty bush, but it ain't true. Long hair don't care, no shampoo. I'm a wrestler getting fatter with a mind like skitter scattering. I'm climbing up the ladder talking about what really matters. I got people coming up like, good God, get your hair cut and get a real job. I'm skin, new outlaws. I don't rock a gold chain, I rock a bear claw. I don't keep my hair long cause I don't care. It's long cause I'm an Indian, go ahead and stare.
Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. What we doing, what we telling, man, this long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, nay, what we say, long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If everybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, this long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, nay, what we say, long hair don't care.
What we dream of is a piece of what we need in. Life is a key and we need love. love, I believe in. Life, be peace and your freedom. What we become, how we speak in. The ride of your life with the key in. Love and become your reason, your beacon.
So just live for the moment, put it all in. On the ball, cause tomorrow's not a promise. Never go through the motions, say your own. Cause this life is an ocean, put your most in. Pick your head up, put the hate down. Pick a friend up, but no matter what we do, we'll do what we do. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way, good way.
You've been up and down this road too many times. Searching for something in them you'll never find. I know you know love is blind, but you never learn love is kind. You've been waiting your whole life to find out who you are. These people judge your skin, but still they fail to see your scars. Everything you're looking for out there is deep inside. Your heart is like an ocean when it's open deep and wide. You gotta keep hustling for your family, struggling for your justice. Forget if they ain't with it, forget them if they're judging. Nothing can ever stop you when your ancestors got you. So no matter what we do, we'll do what we do.
We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way.
That was Frank Wallen featuring Gunnar Jules with Good Way, and starting off the show, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Long Hair Don't Care. Coming up next, this is Miss Christy Lee with Experience here on Rose City Native Radio.
You tell us an Indian first then?
Without a doubt, no more screaming shouts, time to let this out.
That was Hebes the Earth Child with Protectors, and before that, Miss Christie Lee with Experience. Coming up next, it's Inez Jasper with Electric 49.
You ready? Well, I'll make it. So let's go.
Electric, electric 49, electric, electric 49, electric, 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 electric 49.
Ready, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's try to shut the door. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Crank it up, crank it up. It's time to get it moving. The after party night begins. Get your hands up.
Father at an all-time low. Why is it acceptable? Yo, why? I don't know. Why she blame him and he blame her? It's useless. Ask yourself this question. Why you making excuses? Why do parents gotta bury their kids? Why we text and drive, not caring how scary it is? Why it's so hard to forgive and leave the past behind? And if you did, then that's divine. Why don't you help your brother when you see him fall? Why do we act like God don't see it all? Why do we call them black, them white, them Asians and use labels? Now that's racism.
I don't want no hawaii.
Why?
I don't want no hawaii. Yo, why? I don't want no hawaii.
Why?
I don't want no hawaii. Yo, why? I don't want no hawaii.
Why?
I don't want no hawaii. Yo, why? I don't want no hawaii.
Why?
I don't want no hawaii. Yo,
why? Why is there innocent people locked up for life while some people can't say nothing nice? Why do we always gotta question what all of it means? And why won't you follow your dreams? Tell me why. The night when you took my dad, why'd you let me see my grandpa cry? And tell me why. And why do you choose to hide, even though you was born to fly? And tell me why. And why don't we turn from all the hate? And why don't we learn from all mistakes? Why do I keep on wrecking these fat beats? And teachers don't make more than professional athletes. And why?
That was Superman with Why, and before that, Inez Jasper with Electric 49. As some of you know, we are on the fourth or fifth day of the protests over at Mauna Kea in Hawaii, and I wanted to play a couple of clips here. So we're going to listen to a press conference that they did about 5 hours ago today. The protesters on the base of the mountain. So we're going to hear the voices of them. And a little bit after that, we're going to, for a good laugh, we're going to hear the state's press conference that they did the same day, which already in the first minute had me just cringing. So join us, will you, as we listen to the voices of those who are protecting their ancestor and their ancestral lands. Out there on Hawaii, we stand with you for Mauna Kea, and yeah, we're going to listen to a clip here.
Aloha kakou. We've been here for 3 days. And we're all proud about the results of the last 3 days. It's been going really well. We're working out all of the details so that everybody that's watching, whether you're in Hawaii or United States, or hopefully now going out to the rest of the world, that this is how you solve your problems. With aloha and dignity. All of a sudden, our illustrious governor decides to abuse his powers. He's abusing his powers. He's making all of us look bad in front of the whole world. This is not a volcano that's erupting or some kind of a huge protest that is out of control. This is about aloha. Yet he has signed that proclamation. Today we all sit here not knowing exactly what's going to happen. But calling out the National Guard is an insult to us as Hawaiians. An insult.
Ew.
He might be impeached before Trump is impeached.
Ew.
This cannot happen. If he is successful and they come here and sweep us out of this place, we are going to need all of the Hawaiians, on all of the islands to stand up, unite, rise up, and not make this issue only on this island. It's an issue that goes out to all of the islands. Yeah. The Hawaiians need to unite and stand up. This mountain is uniting us for the last 3 days and giving us victories for the last 3 days. So we cannot let a governor who's abusing his powers take it away from us. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha.
My name is Billy Freitas. I'm a Kiaiu. Kiaiu Mauna Ohuakia. First of all, I'd like to thank all the Opio and the young men and the mothers and fathers for their efforts in keeping themselves in Kapu'aloa. Kapu'aloa. Very important throughout the whole Kopai Aina, from Moko Ke Awe all the way to the archipelagos or the islands in the 8 islands for now. But it's so important. If Aulahui rises up, remind ourselves of Kapu'aloa, the sacrifices that our last queen did to allow us to prove to the nations of the world that we still exist as a kingdom, Hawaiian kingdom. And if we're talking about the rule of law, then we need to follow that rule of law. They need to follow the rule of law. There's some big changes happening in Mauna Awakea. They stand here, is revealing what's happening in the political world. It's revealing the intentions of each person that stands for Mauna Kea. And each person uses Mauna Kea. What is their intentions? Is it pono? Is it not pono? Our intention here is pono. Kapu'aloa means truth. We stand in truth, and there's no other way we stand. We're not standing in lies, and we never want to be lied to anyone. So I just say to the world and to the governor, I am committed. As you are committed, I'm committed to protect our napio, our opio, our keiki of Hawaii, our keiki of all of Hawaii, non-Hawaiian too. Okay? I'm committed to protect them. If these actions that you are causing hurts these keikis today or any future time from this moment, it would not look good on you. And right now, it doesn't look good. Aloha.
Aloha kakou. Aloha. Mahalo e hele mai ana ma ne ke ia aina. Kakou, thank you for coming. And we are all here together to show the world that we can only pa'a to be as one and stand tall and be strong and powerful as Mauna Kea and the land for the people. All of us here together looking eyes to eyes where we are to there. Yeah. Not 20 years, 30 years ago, but today, as today, the people around the world getting together, powerful, and in their heart and in their eyes, and bringing the keikis, raising them to bring it here and see the life, a real life happening to Hawaii. Yeah? And the people, mahalo nui loa.
Aloha kako. Aloha. Kini pamara ka lelane berk ko e no noho moko o ke awe. Ko e o hanae mai great grandkids are here. right now. I got four of them. I don't look like more opponent. My opponents are here, and I don't look like Dine Makuli, but I am. I want to stir firm with Brother Walter here and all our kupunas here. We are kupunas. We're going to stand for our land. We're going to stand for our aina. We're not going to go any place else. This is our vahipana. Mana care, mana awai care. I grew up in this mountain. I used to run all over this mountain when there was no telescopes. Nothing. Now they got 13. Now they want another big structure here. We don't want nothing up here anymore. Enough is enough. So we are gonna pili pa'a, oni pa'a. Mahalo.
Aloha mai kako. Aloha. Aloha. I'm Vicky Ho Takamine. I'm the Pumuhula Kua Li'ima, but more importantly, I am part of Ilio Ula Okalani Coalition. And those of us that are here started Ilio Ula Okalani Coalition in 1997 when the state legislature introduced legislation that would restrict native gathering rights in the entire archipelago. We took on, this was one of our first issues that we also took on, was Mauna Kea. Mauna Kea was one of the first issues that we challenged. The TMT has been on our plate ever since. I also started Kahea, the Hawaiian Environmental Alliance, because we needed to bring the environmental communities and the Hawaiian communities together. Sometimes we don't speak to each other. So those organizations are working together on this issue. We are combined. We are united. We're here from Oahu, Mapuana de Silva and I. We were initial, and as well as Noi Noi, you know, we're from Oahu. And we wanted to share how much we are passionate about this issue on Oahu. While some of us cannot be here, and while you're holding down the fort, you know, I was here with you guys on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. So, but we are not, wasn't feeling good. You know, the entire night we knew that they were coming for our kupuna. And so in the middle of the night, some of our kumu called. We were texting each other. Can we meet? So we met at Mai Halau. And at 3 a.m., we were teaching hula. Hula for the mountain. We were learning the chants for the mountain. And then knowing that some of these kumu had not been involved in Ilio, this is our, you know, this is our kuleana now. To take on and make sure that our presence on Oahu is regular and every single day. So our commitment to all of you here is that we are organizing on Oahu. I mean, like we did you like our caravan? Yeah. This one got pulled over by the Maka'i over here, you know. Little old Mapuana de Silva. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. While we were at the DLNR, when Suzanne Case came in, and I chatted with her. We set up our little pahu in front of her office. And we asked her, we said, you're blocking access for us as Native Hawaiians. You're blocking the road, right? You're not allowing us up to go and exercise our traditional customary practices. And she says, no, you can go up, but we have to walk, right? So, okay. And we have to, I want them to tell me, no, I cannot come up here. That I cannot do my cultural practice. That I cannot go up the mountain. So Mapu and I came up here. If you're interested in learning hula, we're gonna exercise our traditional customary practice by teaching hula for the mauna. And teaching hula for the mauna on the mauna. And we're hoping that other kumu hula will come up and teach a hula for the mauna on the mauna for whoever wants to learn it. You want to learn the leo, you want to learn the hula, you want to learn the ho'opa, the oli, come join us on the mauna, because this is where we need to learn these things. This is where the words are relevant. This is where you can see Lilinoi, where you can see Poli'ahu, you can see the mist coming in. You can talk about the lei around Mauna Kea, because it's there. And if you have a wanamele to share, we want to learn that too. You can teach it to us, and we can take it back to Oahu. And I've committed my halau on the Sunday afternoons for kumu who have not learned protocol chants to come in and learn on Oahu to join us so that they can take it back and teach their haumana. that they can come up here and be with you for as long as it takes. When I heard Governor Ige's proclamation, the Eha, and the words that he used, that he had to remove those that were illegally occupying our aina. We are, this is Hawaiian homelands. This is our aina. We're not the illegal occupants. Well, this is ours. You cannot remove the Maka'ainana. You cannot remove the indigenous people from their own lands. So his words were, we are illegally occupying our lands. I was like, oh my gosh, I am offended. Okay, so I am declaring a state of emergency to the Lahui, to the nation of Hawaii. We are now in a state of emergency. In Kapu Aloha. Thank you for reminding me. You know. So I think that's my challenge to all of our kumu. Ilio has been a little dormant, but like Tele, she rises again. We're still here.
So that was a clip from a Facebook Live press conference that the protectors over at Mauna Kea had on Hawaii News Now. And now we're going to hear a little snippet of what the state did on their live press conference on Facebook Live as well. So we're going to pull that up here and listen to just a little bit of what the state officials have to say about what's going on Sacred Mauna Kea. Little bit of trouble with the clip, so we're gonna do a quick musical break in between to cleanse our palate, shall we? This is Mauna Kea by Eddie Kame and the Sons of Hawaii here on Rose City Native Radio.
Wahi vialo pu me ke ke hal Ala vai ho o e a mau na loa E mo a ua ke a I ka mani e Ua kua u mahalo I ka nani Kahalea ka vaihu I a ka manu Mahu I ho I au lai ke lihi Ka ua hino e lao ki lauea Hea mai nei hale ma'u ma'u Ene nei ke ahi a ka wahine Wahine kui pua lehua o laha Iho o ipo ipo no ka malanai Aloha I anoa oho poe Ka wahine a mi lewa lewa I ke kai I hona puna I ka hone a ke kai Ke ala o kahinano ka ualo Thank you.
ya mai ya na ka bua na no na ke alai hali ya mai ha ina ya mai ya na ka bua na no na ke alai hali ya mai
That was Mauna Kea by Eddie Kamei and the Sons of Hawaii. So we are now going to listen to the state officials' press conference. Just a little bit of it, as much as we can stand, of their version of what's going on at Mauna Kea.
Good afternoon, everyone, and aloha. I'm Dan Dennison, the Senior Communications Manager for the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Mauna Kea media team this afternoon. I want to open with a couple of opening remarks and some new information, and then we'll open up the pavement, I guess, to questions. First of all, no one should be keeping score about this situation here at Mauna Kea. This is not a game. We certainly respect everyone's right to peacefully protest, and we expect that to continue in the future. Yesterday, law enforcement showed great restraint, and anyone who characterizes what they did yesterday as a failure is just simply wrong. You noticed probably, and I think you have it in videotape and photographs, officers walking down the highway in formation. So you know they did not wear helmets, and normally they would have helmets on in a crowd control situation. They were asked not to wear helmets to show respect for the situation here. The crowd was so large yesterday that the decision was made to de-escalate, and that's the reason that they backed off and left the area. There is no intention whatsoever, as the governor has said over and over again, to use force against peaceful protesters. Law enforcement's top priority was and continues to be, but yesterday was to cure the disruption to the public caused by the closure of Saddle Road when protesters and cars blocked it. We want to emphasize again, and can't say it strongly enough, that the state's top priority is the safety and security of everyone here. You all have seen that in action every day, including yesterday, and again, we expect that to continue in the future. In that regard, we'd like to remind everyone on site here to not hinder or obstruct law enforcement or an order from a law enforcement officer. Both law enforcement and protesters have behaved in a very respectful manner, and again, I think you've recorded that and documented repeatedly. Many of the officers involved in yesterday's arrest and citations continue to provide safety and security here at the scene, and for that reason, even though a lot of the media have asked, they are unable to file their reports. So we will release an accurate list of names of the 34 individuals arrested, then cited, as soon as those reports are filed. There continues to be a lot of misinformation on social media. For example, there were false claims yesterday that the state closed Saddle Road without any justification. As I explained just a moment ago, when there are people and vehicles obstructing the road, the decision was made to close for public safety and public safety alone. Finally, regarding Governor Ige's emergency proclamation of yesterday, we cannot and won't get into specifics for operational security reasons, but we can tell you that as a result of that proclamation, only authorized vehicles are allowed beyond where we're standing right now, and this includes no foot traffic up onto Mauna Kea. The emergency proclamation gives law enforcement increased flexibility and authority to restrict access, allowing law enforcement to improve its management of the entire area for public safety and security. And I'll take questions now.
So there you go. That was the state's position on what's going on Mauna Kea, and so much of the wording is, I don't know, patronizing, maybe. It's always interesting to see the way that this is framed through an authoritative lens. They always try to make it sound as if the police are there to kind of babysit the protectors and those out there, as if they can't take care of themselves for safety reasons, you know, crowd control, de-escalation, all of this, as if it's just a complete chaotic scene up there and there is no order or safety unless you have the National Guard up there babysitting the rightful owners of the land that they're occupying. We don't need to be watched on our own land. We don't need to be babysat. There's a reason we're here, and you're not here for our safety. So, also talking about the great restraint they took in not wearing helmets. Oh, we're trusting these people, you know, out of respect, and they've been very respectful and this and that. Giving them a pat on the head for their civility is really just the worst. It's really amazing to hear that level of words escape me. English is such a limiting language. Learn your language, folks. It's a joke. It's a joke. And cutting off all access to the mountain is really troubling. They've already arrested elders today, and I think yesterday as well. And so we will continue to follow this story as it progresses and talk about it as long as we can. And we stand with our relatives over on Hawaii. And, we send prayers to you, and hopefully other relatives from the mainland can come and join your cause and help protect the land that is rightfully yours. So coming up next here, I'm going to attempt to pronounce this, and I apologize to everyone who actually knows how to pronounce this. This is Te Puote Tangata by Rita Hall and Teeks here on Rose City Native Radio.
Thank you. Check it, yo. Step inside the militant minded, confined him inside a signed confinement. Picture the best, Pac and Nas combined with Russell and Dennis at an AIM protest, check it, I grew up tough, underneath barbed wire cuts. If my stars ain't enough to tell my story, all these other rappers are mediocre, starting to bore me. Melodic said untie your brain to fully feel freedom. My grandma named me not Aunt Inez for a reason, so I could lead them, free your minds from extinction and believe in freedom. Throw that government money back, cause we don't need them. Sovereignty's a myth in a nation full of ignorance. I've seen checks get spent on casino chips, and I wear my hair proud. This is true pride music, war whooping loud, equivalent to the American Indian movement. Yeah, yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now? Right. I'm not a rapper, I'm an activist who rhymes. This is how you're learning, you better read between the lines. Kill the Indian, save the man. Yes, all my friends descended from dead men who defended them. I got two braids and a beaded necklace, living young and living reckless. Got a bullet for the next hipster in a headdress. Step aside, I got that C4 flow. I'm ready to blow at any minute. Off the number, let me go. I flow off the mental with the cynical syndrome. The epitaph, I'm wreaking wrath at the pinnacle. I'm methodical, I keep this shit simple. I got the point at the top to pop the pimple. Simple, I get erotic like a muffin. Keeping it loose, hanging rappers on the noose. I don't spit, I squeeze. You rappers ain't your bitch. Your flow is still equivalent to poop.
My colonial colonized name is Russell Means. I want to talk a little bit about radicalism and being called radical. You know, maybe it is true I am a radical, because all I've ever asked, all I've ever demanded, all I've ever fought for, all I've ever been shot for, all I've ever been stabbed and beaten for, or thrown in jail or prison for, is to ask and demand any way, shape, or form that the United States of America live up to its own laws.
Identity, searching in bottles of whiskey. I've seen my elders pass out under oak trees. Hairspray and methamphetamine feed their arteries. Empty memories shield the future possibilities, as suicidal tendencies tend to plague the youth at a teen age. And teen pregnancy, we say, leaves babies with no fathers these days. And our ways are forgotten, forgotten. Trading moccasins for N7s with Jordan socks that are cotton. Ish. Free your mind from extinction.
That was Nat'ani Means with The Radical, featuring his father, Russell Means. And before that, Te Po O Te Tangata, I hope I got that right, by Rita Hall and Teeks. Coming up next is... Sorry. Coming up next, this is Ulali with Idle No More. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For news, events, music, and more, you can send all that to pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, we will see you next week, Indian Country. Keep fighting the good fight.
Together, brothers and sisters, I don't know more. Together, brothers and sisters, I don't know more. those shopping malls, to the corners and the capitals of city halls. All over this adorable island, our presence will break.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Breaking with convention, war, peace, and the presidency. I'm Amy Goodman. Join Democracy Now! For our